This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jacqueline Chalux, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E. Last name is C-H-A-I-L-L-A-U-X. That's C-H-A-I-L-L-A-U-X, period. On June 25th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 63-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 165 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 31st, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle ran a red light, striking the patient's vehicle, which was a small Chevy 2018 Spark, period. This was a van, period. I'm sorry, don't say this was a van, period. I'm sorry. So the patient was in a Chevy Spark, period. A van hit the patient's vehicle in the passenger side, period. There was a total of three cars involved, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Both airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. She had pain in her neck, comma, chest, comma, and headaches, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still experiencing neck pain and headaches, period. New paragraph. The patient's neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. It occurs approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a burning and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right shoulder, period. New paragraph. The patient's headaches are improved, period. They occur approximately 2 times a week, period. The duration is approximately 2 hours, period. The location is the right orbit, period. It is also described as a stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The patient also is experiencing diminished memory, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was ambulance that day, took her to Mooresville Hospital, St. Francis, period. She was treated and released after an examination, period. She saw her family doctor, Dr. Rosa, R-O-S-A, a few days later, and she was seen there several times, period. She was informed that she had a concussion and referred to physical therapy at St. Francis several times, period. She had a CT of her orbits because of headaches, and it was suggested by Dr. Tavel, an optometrist, that she had swelling and was given 3 weeks of prednisone. And she did follow up with the Tavel eye group, period. She is still experiencing swelling of her right orbital muscles, period. She saw a neurologist at St. Francis several times and has had diminished memory from the automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems bending, comma, house cleaning, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, yard work, comma, sports, including flying kites, comma, walking over one block, comma, running several feet, comma, driving over 5 miles, comma. And at time it requires her to rest when she dresses herself, period. New paragraph, medications include Losartan, comma, thyroid medicine, comma, atorvastatin, comma, Protonix, comma, leg neuropathy medicines, anti-anxiety medicines, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, neuropathy in the legs, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, asthma, comma, and COPD, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for appendectomy, cholecystectomy, comma, bypass surgery of her heart, comma, tonsils, comma, vein strip from her left leg, comma, and radiation of her thyroid, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never had a neck injury in the past, period. The patient has never had an arm or radiculopathy in the past, period. The patient has never had major headaches in the past, only minor, period. She had migraines 30 years ago that has since resolved, period. She has not been in prior serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents that have not required treatment, period. She has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, patient's occupation is she is retired from farm bureau as delivering mail, period. She has not had work missed from this automobile accident, period. New paragraph, upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Emergency room report, Franciscan Health, May 31st, 2023. Patient in a vehicle accident around 11:30 this morning, period. Restrained driver, comma, extricated by EMS, comma, airbags deployed, period. Was a car hit her, pushed her into another car, period. Sandwiched between two cars, period. Passenger side was hit the hardest, period. Petechiae where seatbelt crosses chest, period. Patient noted chest pain and nose pressure in the chest, period. Has ecchymosis to the left upper chest from the seatbelt, period. On physical examination, they documented abnormalities. On physical examination, period. Clinical impression was 1, motor vehicle collision, 2, chest wall contusion, period. Neurology progress notes, August 18th, 2023, was referred by Dr. Rosa in continuing care from a hospitalization at St. Francis, period. Still has a lot of leg pain, but is improving with interval physical therapy, period. Assessment, 1, carpal tunnel syndrome, both sides, 2, memory changes, 3, memory problems, 4, neuropathy, period. Same neurology group, November 17th, 2023. In the notes, they say that the notes remind me that she was in a car accident back in May of this year and suffered a concussion, period. Concerns have been raised about her short-term memory, period. She had imaging done after a motor vehicle accident that was negative, period. She had an EMG back in April this year that was negative, period. Assessment, 1, carpal tunnel syndrome on both sides, 2, memory changes, 3, memory problems, 4, neuropathy, 5, closed head injury, period. Reyes Radiology, August 3rd, 2023, CT of the orbits. Conclusion, enlargement of the extraocular muscles. Two, asymmetric enlargement of the left optic nerve compared to the right. Period. Cavill notes, June 24th, 23, decreased vision. Patient noticed that her vision has decreased over the past month period. Did have a car accident around the same time period. Did have a concussion after the accident period. Impression is one. Presbyopia, P-R-E-S-B-Y-O-P-I-A. Number two, thyroid eye disease, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after review of all the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 31st, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with a normal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed swelling of the right middle finger due to an old fracture as a child, period. ENT examination revealed tenderness involving the right lateral orbital region, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm, as well as palpable heat and loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. In the cervical area, there was diminished strength, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 16 degrees, comma, extension by 10 degrees, comma, side bending by 20 degrees on the right, comma, 18 degrees on the left, comma, rotation by 34 degrees on the right, and 8 degrees on the left, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable. Auscultation of the lungs revealed diffuse wheeze, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Abdominal examination was normal with normal bowel sounds and no palpable masses, period. Examination of the extremities were unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed that the patient was slow in computation, particularly in subtractions from 100 by sevens, period. In terms of retention of three items, at 5 minutes, she could only retain one of three items, period. At 10 minutes, she was unable to retain any of the three items, period. There was a diminished right triceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient is right hand dominant, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right elbow region, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel. Our number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain and radiculopathy, period. Number two, head trauma, comma, cephalgia, comma, right orbital pain, comma, diminished memory, comma, and concussion syndrome consistent with a slight traumatic brain injury, period. Number three, costochondritis and chest wall contusion improved, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of May 31st, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the cephalgia and closed brain injury, utilizing Table 13-18, she qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 5% whole body impairment period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continued pain, diminished range of motion, and headache for the remainder of her life period. She will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will be $90 a month for the remainder of her life period. A neck brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Injections in her neck for her neck pain and headaches will be $3,000, period. Psychological consultation for referral of her anxiety of driving should be considered, period. The patient has a neurologic follow-up in July and will need ongoing neurologic follow-up for her closed brain injury, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.